It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
29 degrees right now. Going to get up to 35. This will be the one cold day for like the next 10 days.
Nice.
Tomorrow we're back in the 50s. Friday could be diddling 70. And Saturday, you're not too far away. Parade forecast now.
What are they saying?
Staying warm.
62. Windy. I saw yesterday there could be some rain. I'm looking. I'm trying to find a further forecast here.
They kind of said a hint.
Hint?
Yeah, then it's not going to be like a washout.
And only from like, you know, 12:30 to 2:30?
No, it's going to be
a washout. Yes, you're absolutely right.
You just ruined it, you dick.
What?
All right, I'm looking at Saturday right now on 13 WHAM. We're going to trust him.
For the parade.
Yes. It says possibility of rain. High of 67.
But it's just like, it's like 40%. Chance.
Shut up.
I'm about to, you're all be drunk anyway.
But I got a kilt on. I don't want wet wool. Wet wool is no
wet
fun.
Wool.
Bro, I've had to go, you know, being in that bagpipe band when I was a kid. I've had to do rain parade.
Yeah.
Soaking kilt is like the least comfortable thing ever.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So why don't they
be heavy.
Why don't they make like cotton ones or something?
It's called a dress.
Well, it kind of is a dress. It's a man dress.
They make leather ones, but I don't want to go into those.
I think
parts.
That's a different parade. And that also requires a whip. Hi-ya!
Is that what it sounds like when
Hi-ya!
You're whipping someone?
Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Hi-ya! No, I mean, like,
what?
Of all of the weather that could affect the parade on Saturday, I guess a little bit of rain is not the worst thing.
Well, you know, I mean, usually the weather is kind of sucky for St. Paddy's.
Well, no, the last couple of years we've gotten really, really lucky. Last year was gorgeous.
But
we've had snow, rain, misery.
No, I've been through all of it. Like the
famine.
The sleet is the worst.
Yeah.
The wind is the second worst.
The wind is terrible.
The snow is third.
Mm-hmm.
But I think rain is up there.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it the wind, like, what, like 5 or 6 years ago that pretty much canceled everything?
Yeah, well, which is funny, too, because it's not even like there's balloons in the parade, right? It's just like a couple of tractors with, like, green stuff tied to them. But, hey, man.
So the first year I started at CMF, 1993-94, we always were in the parade with the mobile home of rock and roll and that stuff. So they said, hey, man, we all go march in the parade, okay? So I'm new, don't know anything about it. Yeah. It's snowing out. I'm from Florida. I show up. Nobody shows up except for two other people who I'm just meeting for the first time to march in this parade. It sucked. It was like sideways snow. And the place was packed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. We're not soft.
But it sucked.
We're tough, man.
Oh, God.
Speaking of being tough, you want to talk about Batavia for a little while?
Oh, I love Batavia.
Well, there's a story coming out of Batavia. A hotel just outside of Batavia, according to police.
Mm.
They were called around 5 in the morning on Friday.
What happened?
Well, there were reports of two men with handguns.
Holy Christ.
At the hotel. Not great, Tommy.
Like in the lobby?
They just says reports of two men with handguns. So, please show up to the hotel.
We're having a shootout?
I thought you were going to say more.
No, it's like, you know.
You kind of did Reagan there. I thought you were doing Southern.
10 paces and turn around?
So, please show up. And eventually they find the two men who were suspected of having the guns.
Where were they?
In the hotel, apparently.
Okay.
It turns out there was some kind of mistake because the officers searched a gentleman, they searched the hotel, and they did not find any guns.
Okay.
No guns at all. The men had checked in just a few hours before.
Together? Like a couple of guys?
Yeah, I guess. Right. I mean, look, would be the weirdest thing that ever happened, especially you and I have done that actually several times.
Yes, we have.
Checking in a hotel together at 3 in the morning. Hello, nothing suspicious here. Eventually, like we said, search of the hotel turned up no weapons, no charges were filed, everyone's safe.
Yeah.
That's a weird ass story,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like what would make them think that they had
them? Because something had to be.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I'm not saying like illegal, but something had to be off for somebody to make that call.
Well, I mean, think about all the stuff you're carrying into a hotel room, too. I mean, maybe something's mistaken for a
hair dryer with
maybe.
A scope.
Yeah,
every Italian woman owns a hair dryer with a scope. I'm going to get it right here.
To your point, though, like you would assume people would have a lot of stuff with them staying at a hotel.
Yeah, but people also get paranoid when they're staying at hotels. You know, like.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Especially like, at that time of the day. Like, it's a very creepy time around a hotel, 5 a.m. Correct? That's when creepiness is all wrapping up before the sun comes up.
If we're going to do all of the road places that you're creeped out at 5 a.m., hotel's lowest on my list. Yeah. Like truck stop,
well, those
fine.
Are, yes,
but rest area, fine. Yeah. McDonald's, fine. Hotel, I'm okay with.
Really?
Yeah, didn't bother me.
Okay. But yeah, but these people are like with you. Like if you're kind of stuck with the other places you're leaving.
No, okay, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
So, like, I got to be honest with you. The people I feel the worst for in this story are the two guys.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like, think about it, man. You're driving overnight, whatever you're doing. You get to this hotel. You finally check in. You get the opportunity to crash. You probably were in bed. And then, bang, 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 bang.
It would freak me out.
Give me the guns.
I'm like, what the hell did I do?
Exactly. You know, you have nothing. You don't know what they're talking about. They think you're lying to them, obviously, right? You get sent to a search because you don't have anything. I'm sure they went through all their stuff, right? Only for them to be proven that they never had anything in the first place. And then, okay, sorry. Go back to bed now.
Yeah.
Go back. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're wide awake, yeah. It always freaked me out, too, when I stayed at those hotels like that when we were on the road. Because every once in a while, like, let's say you had to either check in or check out super early in the morning because you had to get to some other gig. Every once in a while, there'd just be a guy out there just standing around in the lot, like, just hanging out. He's not in his car. He's not near a car. He's just kind of standing out there. And I don't know what they don't work there, and I don't know if they're, like, a town guy or what. And, like, you always felt compelled to say, you know, hi, don't kill me. I'm going to turn my back now and load my car up.
Why are you always so scared of everything?
Because I'm 5'5 and pretty sweet meat.
Okay, 5'5,
like,
yes.
But bro, I'm like so BF-able to like 99%. You don't think some guy, when I was in my 20s, I was a sweet little lamb chop or something?
No, I know. I've seen pictures.
I was trucker paradise, bro. I could have made more money working the lots than the clubs.
I'm not arguing that. Doesn't mean you're good looking.
Yeah.
I just
don't have a taste for the business.
Are you talking comedy or the truck plot? Damn it. No, like, it is amazing how just the littlest of things.
It throws you off.
When you're staying in a hotel, yes. It'll throw you off. I mean, look, the cops coming and searching for a gun.
So that's a game changer, man.
Right? But, like, I mean, everything about a hotel sucks.
Yes.
I'm at the point in my life where there is nothing I want to do more than just sleep in my own bed every single night. Because, like, the beds are never comfortable. There's always some kind of noise that's throwing you off. You can never get the room to the right temperature you absolutely want it to be, right? Like, you're up too early or you're up too late. You never get up on time. I have gotten to the point in my life where I am done. I don't ever want to stay in a hotel again for the rest of my life.
I mean, I would take a nice one, but
there's no such thing as a nice hotel.
Well, like those high-end ones you see on TV.
Even those high-end ones you see on TV. My wife being the queen of points, I have had a chance to stay in some of those nice hotels every once in a while back in the day.
Those I take.
No, because it's still a hotel. I get in this argument with my wife all the time.
But
I mean, it could be the comfiest bed ever, the best pillow ever, and I still can't sleep in a hotel. It takes me a few days. Like, unless we're staying somewhere for like a week or something, it takes me days to adjust to sleeping in that new place.
Well, I sleep really good. No, but you're also tall people. And tall people don't sleep.
My husband sleeps like a baby. Like, he loves staying in hotels.
He's got to be rare because big dudes like that don't sleep well.
He loves it. I hate it.
It has nothing to do with body. Like, you have no soul, so you have nothing keeping you up at night.
Oh,
Kimmy's husband's actually a good man.
He is a very nice man.
He can go to bed. Kimmy and I, the monsters that we are with a conscience, can't sleep.
Yeah, it only takes like one little thing to throw me off. Like the light from the window seeping in or something, you know, I'm done. Can't sleep here.
And, like, you know, there's always like a 4 o'clock in the morning, like somebody's pulling in like a tractor. It's like,
the worst one is like the idiot has got to go for ice. Yes.
3 o'clock in the morning, sticking your dong in there. What are we doing here, man? No, but you brought up something as we talk about this story just outside of Batavia Hotel. Two men checked in early Friday morning. Somebody mistakenly thought they had guns on them. They called the police. Police showed up, found the men. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when the police got there. Searched them, searched the whole hotel. They couldn't find any weapons. It was a mistake. But these poor guys had checked in. Now you're wide awake for the rest of the day, man. Cops were just there. You brought up the whole, I have no problem staying in a nicer hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I don't get the idea of nice hotel versus not nice hotel. I don't see any difference between the two of them. It's just a bed and a room. That's all it is.
Well, here's one big reason you stay in a nice hotel is where that nice hotel is located compared to the sketch-ass hotel.
No, because there are even really nice hotels that are in bad neighborhoods in some cities.
All right, well, I've never seen that.
Oh, you never seen that?
No. Usually, they're in nice areas where, like, I remember when I had to go look at that lawn furniture with my wife in Ohio. She picked that place in Columbus.
Yes.
It was basically hookers and truckers. That's all it was. Remember there was that sex shop like next door and she was like, this is terrible. I go, this is one of the rundown places I used to stay when I was on a road.
Yeah, but wasn't it nice getting to spend a little time with your mom before you went and found this hookers and truckers and some kind
jokes
of
on you, she's dead.
Yeah, from all them truckers. No, man, like My wife, I just want to stay at the place that's the closest. And like, here's the thing, too.
If convenience is nice. Yeah.
But if my wife wants a nice hotel, I also know we're going to be spending more time in the hotel, which doesn't make sense to me. Like, I would, if we're going on vacation to do something,
yeah,
let's go do something. I didn't spend money to sit in a hotel lobby and do nothing.
Yeah.
Because that's what you'll want to do.
Well, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, for my money.
And yeah, you're going to get out and go.
And like, look, there is no nice, like, Hampton Inn is the exact perfect spot of hotels.
Yeah.
You get free breakfast.
They're not in bad areas.
There you go. Right? Everything's comfortable enough. It's clean
enough. Close to everything.
Yeah. I mean, and you're not spending an arm and a leg staying at a Hampton Inn. And this is not an ad for Hampton Inn. This is how much I care about Hampton Inn.
No, and they're priced just right.
Yes.
To keep the creeps away. It's out of a creep's budget. Like, they wish.
The creep budget?
Oh, they wish they could bring a hooker there. But they can't do it.
Oh, they're only like $125.
Yeah, they're also those guys that, you know, sell jewelry out of the back of their trucks.
Again, you're describing a lot of guys we knew back
then. Oh, yeah. And I don't want to be near those guys.
Do you remember the least amount of money you ever spent on a hotel room?
Yeah, so this was when I first started on the road. It was in 89. And Motel 6 was $16.
Boy, you spent, it was $16?
And that was their thing. It was 16 bucks a night. And it was a clean, comfortable room.
Yeah.
And I found one that it was like the Taj Mahal. It was on the ocean in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Ooh.
I mean, like, you walked out and the beach was right there.
Cool.
I go, it's got to be gone. Like, they had him knock that thing down and put a casino or some resort. But, like, for 16 bucks, you sat oceanside. And every time I was on the road, I made sure I made it to Biloxi to score that room for 16 bucks. Walk the beach.
Living like a king.
You did.
I spent also a Motel 6.
Yeah.
I spent $28, and I think it was Wadena, Minnesota, in like 2000.
So not oceanfront?
No oceanfront Wadena. But I didn't. It was like this quiet little like Midwestern Minnesota town.
Yeah.
So like I was like, oh, there's nothing that could possibly go wrong here. Mm-hmm. And the second the sun went down, it was like a rave in the parking lot of the Motel 6 in Wadena, Minnesota.
All the kids show up.
Yes, every punk-ass kid went and got a room to have like a party. And at the time, I was a punk-ass kid, so it wasn't that big a deal. But I could only imagine like talking my wife into like staying in a room like that now.
Yes.
And then having that happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Neon cars out in the parking lot. They're doing burnouts. Nobody's saying anything.
The best one was they started shooting off fireworks and stuff.
Didn't have the fireworks.
Oh, God.
All right, so what did we learn here?
We don't want to go to hotels.
Okay. Stay out of Wadena, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to find a way to relax, especially when the cops are banging on your door thinking that you have
weapons.
Exactly. You got to try and make yourself look presentable.
Yeah, but groom it up.
One of the good things about being a guy is there's not much expected of us.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way.
You got it, or at least so we thought, because things are starting to change. In fact, so much that this thing you've never heard of before, and it's actually really, really bad for a very important part of your body.
Is it necessary?
Well, no, of course it's not necessary.
I mean, like, would somebody notice, like, oh my God, you look great.
These men believe it, and it is amazing what guys will do in an effort to try and look a little bit tougher.
Oh, tougher?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Men across America are cutting their eyelashes to appear more manly.
So just trimming them?
I guess, like cutting them down lower than what they are. What? So it's been a new trend that has shown up amongst younger guys.
Yeah.
Apparently, the look of long eyelashes is feminine.
Well, okay.
Which is a problem,
because
I have wonderful lashes.
I've never really noticed a man's eyelashes.
Really?
Like, I just it's not even a thought.
You look like some Southern Belle.
I
got hit in the face with an actual bell.
I do declare.
I would think, like, if you got rid of your lashes, it would just look like something's missing that you couldn't put your finger on.
I would think, like, a lighter blew up in your face or something. Like, you went to light a joint.
So it's not getting rid of them completely.
Yeah,
it's just trimming them down. It's like closer to your eye.
But then it would just look like you're wearing eyeliner.
So apparently this is now being offered by barbers as well, where they will take a
razor.
And
by the way, how are barbers, like, they probably
trained.
Don't do this very often. I can see like a beautician doing it.
I don't know.
With some old shaky Italian hand up by your eyes.
I don't think it's those kind of barbers. I think it's like cooler, younger barbers.
Okay.
Anyway. So it turns out, for health reasons, you should not do this.
Yeah.
So what do your eyebrows do?
Eyelashes. Eyelashes. So first off, razor near your eyes is a bad idea.
Oh,
all
well,
the
yes.
Time.
Yes. Right. Okay.
But it turns out your eyelashes do serve a purpose.
They
keep dirt, dust, and other debris out of your eye. They also keep germs and bacteria from like spreading and doing stuff like that.
All right.
They also, it turns out, your eyelashes protect light rays from getting in at certain points, and your eyes dry out the shorter your eyelashes are. Bottom line is this. Ophthalmologists say, whatever eyelash length you have, that's by design.
Don't mess with it.
Don't
There's
F
a reason,
with it.
Okay. Like, we evolved to have eyelashes, right?
Well, I don't. Do other animals have eyelashes?
Oh, they all do.
Well, I'm saying, like, well, all the mammals probably do. A lot of are you them sure? Do.
Every mammal got eyelash.
I feel like anything with fur has.
Like, even like the whales got eyelash.
No.
They do.
He's basing it on all the cartoon whales he's ever seen.
Well, the girl ones when they like wink at the boy whales.
I do declare I'm a whale. I mean, this is surprising for men going as far as to trim your eyelashes.
It seems like such a waste. Like, to Kimmy's point, nobody's going to notice it. You're just going to like screw up your eyeballs.
Yeah, if anything, I would just think it looks strange.
Well, it could be
You're
one
not
of those.
Used to
and it.
It
doesn't stick out like the nose hair, the ears, the brows.
Yeah.
You look ridiculous.
Of all the things to trim.
It's the least to worry about. Your ball area.
Okay, so let's break this down. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What hair is appropriate for men to get rid of on their bodies? And we'll start with the standard. Beard, mustache, front, and back neck. That's standard get rid of unless you have a beard or a mustache.
All right.
Okay. After that,
all right.
What is appropriate for a man to shave or trim?
Number one's the nose.
Okay, so nose you got to shave.
When you see a guy with that, it just looks gross. Like there's stuff growing out of his nostrils.
I do think a guy looks tougher with nose hair.
To who?
It gives you that like old school like cowboy like Sam Elliott. Checking out my nose.
I think.
Well, I know your fantasy.
I mean, look, he's a rugged man. What can I say?
Sam Elliott.
Well, you know he's got nose hair, bro.
The nose hair, I guess you could blend if you have like a really heavy mustache or something.
Well, no, that just looks like a water slide into your face.
But the thing that bothers me more is the ear hair, I didn't know that until I used to work with a guy who had terrible ear hair to the point where you didn't even have to see him from the side to see his ear hair. You would
it's
look
like
at
fur.
It straight on, and it would be sticking out of his ears longer than his hair.
Okay, question. Are we talking the hair in the ears or the hair on
both.
The ears?
I'm talking about the hair
both.
In the right. ears.
But both. Like, you got to trim all of it.
I mean, is ear hair that big a deal?
It looks. You look old.
You don't think so.
You look ungroomed. And the other one's your brows.
No, I'm never touching my brows.
I get mine done every time I get my hair cut.
Yeah, but you guys have dainty eyebrows. Like,
but
have
I
you
keep
ever
them
seen,
that way.
Have you ever seen, like, the brows that are just overtaking somebody's face? Like,
but that's
those
me
could
if
use...
I don't trim.
Are they?
I go total Groucho.
Good for you. You got.
And I know you know what it is, but.
You got nice eyebrows.
Thank you. See?
But yeah, like, I've seen it them, like, get out of control. It's like, just shape them up a little, man.
You know what I mean? Why? What's the point?
Because you look disheveled. You look, it looks grimy and dirty.
See, the eyebrows are a bridge too far for me.
Why?
Just because. I mean,
it's the main focal point of your stupid face.
Bro, you're married. You're not impressing anybody.
But I don't want to look like some disheveled old man walking around with my mouth open looking for canned soup.
What does it matter? What is it about?
Wouldn't it bother you, though, if you're talking to somebody, like, if somebody has a full-on unibrow, where it's connected in the middle,
young guys, it's the worst,
I won't be able to look at anything else on your face but that unibrow. They gotta know. They gotta know that's
you
what
look like an ape. It's almost like a caveman. Like, I'm waiting for that, like, protruding forehead.
When it comes to the eyebrows, unless you are single... Or your partner pulls you aside and says, I would really prefer...
But your wife wants you to look nice, too.
If she's not going to say anything to me about it, I'm not going to do it. Seriously.
Why?
Because it's just work that's not necessary.
Oh, my God. You grew a beard, and you had to maintain it, which is completely unnecessary, because you could shave every day.
Well, no, because my wife said to me, I like you with a beard. The less face, the better. She had said that to my face. I'm not even kidding.
I understand.
Okay. Look who's talking.
She's one of the good ones.
You got a neck that you have to cover up with cloth. You're talking to me about my
beard. Well, it's getting saggy. But again, I want to grow old and not gracefully. I don't want to look.
This is growing old gracefully?
This is as good as I get.
Yeah?
What?
Again, like, I don't think there would be much of a difference if you had bigger eyebrows. Like, nobody's looking at your eyebrows
with
a grill like that.
If I had full-on brow, full-on neck,
you would get
grossed out.
I think, you know what it is?
I would look like a reptile with a hormonal imbalance.
It looks weird if you trim certain things on your face and not others.
For example?
So, like, let's say because we've seen this before, you're a guy who... regularly goes to the salon, gets his hair dyed, takes care of, like, you know, it shaves, does his hair, But then you let your eyebrows go.
Yeah, it looks like it's mismatched.
It's like, yeah.
It's got to be uniform.
Yeah. You got to do it all or none at all.
Did you go to military school too, Kimmy?
No, I just think it stands out more. Like your eye. Now I'm really focused on your eyebrows if you maintain everything else.
Yeah, she's right. If you either don't do it or do it all.
Yeah.
Go all in.
252WCMF, we're talking about the story. Young guys are starting to cut their eyelashes because long eyelashes apparently are feminine. The shorter the eyelash, the tougher you look. And we're talking about what is and isn't appropriate to trim on a man. All right, let's get away from the face.
Yeah,
let's
start. I got another one.
All right, go ahead.
Nails.
Oh. No, that's not hair.
No, but you said trim and clip.
Yes, of course you clip your nails.
No, a lot of guys don't.
There are guys.
They don't.
It's amazing how long guys will let that go.
That freaks me. When I see a guy with long nails. I always, unless you're a Coke dealer in the 70s, man, that creeps me out.
You could be like the best looking guy at the bar, but I'm out if your nails are like icky.
I agree. But yeah, if the guy's got long nails, he's a weirdo anyway. No non-weirdo dude keeps long nails.
I think you'd be surprised. Sometimes I notice it and I'm
really?
Like, why?
Well, she's a woman. She looks.
Those,
all right,
man.
I want you to point it out next time you see
okay.
it.
Okay.
Right. We probably got some in the building.
Probably.
You know what? Oh, I know one.
Who is it?
I can't. I
you pussy.
Might have come in from the West Coast, though. Long nail country.
Oh, that kid chews his nails.
I don't know, bro.
Oh, wait, you think Moose got long nails?
I didn't say Moose.
Yeah, West Coast, huh?
No, the other guy, but he's not here. He was a West Coaster.
Going back to hair.
Big time.
All right, so we're away from the face.
So you're just talking hair.
Back shaving, is that okay?
Well, it's good if you do. I don't because it's just too far gone.
So you don't shave your back.
No, Kimmy, but my wife doesn't see my back.
So I shave my back. You shave your husband's back.
Sure do.
But I do it for comfort, not for look. Is your husband the same way?
No, I think he does it for looks because it bugs him. Like he gets self-conscious about it.
But he's a big muscular guy.
Yeah, but it's kind of patchy too. Like I think you'd be more comfortable if it was like full on. evenly spaced back hair.
So,
but I think because it's patchy, he wants it all gone.
Does he shave his whole body? Like, because that picture doesn't look like he's got hair.
yeah,
no, I'm looking at his chest.
No,
it does look hairy.
His chest. He's not like a super hairy guy, so like he doesn't have a ton of chest hair.
By the way, the picture he's referring to
is his yes.
We have, again, a picture of his sexy fireman's calendar behind us, and Tommy is now studying Magna Carta.
Because I'm not seeing any hair on it.
Yeah. No, he does shave his chest.
All right, so let's talk about chest shaving. I never got smooth-chested guys.
But
just
again,
weren't interested?
No, I'm saying I don't get it.
But again,
I don't,
let's say yours was really, like, patchy. Like, you only had it in certain areas.
Okay, I guess, yeah. You
yeah.
But I hate it.
Why?
I hate having all this hair.
I like
it's
my
sweaty,
chest hair.
It's gross.
Makes me feel like a man.
Like, the dry off when you get out of the shower. Like, to not have body hair would be great.
Well, my husband also shaves his chest, too, because he says that the hair makes his shirts fit weird.
Okay, so that's why I do it on my back.
They
but
catch on things sometimes.
How coarse is your chest hair?
It's very wire. It's like speaker wire.
Like, I'll do the back, but only for comfort.
Yeah, what about your pubes? You shave down the pubes?
I trim the pubes.
Yeah, I run them down low.
Oh, I thought you went scorched earth.
No, I run it right up to the shaft.
Okay.
But it's like really low.
So I'll go 5 o'clock shadow on the pubes.
All right.
But that's, again, that's not for me. That's not a me thing.
Oh, so you go 5 o'clock shadow. Like,
it
doesn't like bother you to be hairy down there.
Okay, so here's the thing. In the summertime, if I let it way go.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that'll be a problem.
Like you kind of did it for comfort too. Yeah.
Where I'm like, you know, I'm like hacking down there with a machete. Like,
but
trying
my
to
sack is completely bare.
How do you do that?
Slowly.
No, seriously.
And not before coffee.
With your shaky ass old hands?
No, I do it. I shave it. I shave my sack once a day. In a shower.
You daily shave your sack?
You have to, man, because you keep. I don't want stubble. It's way easier to shave it consistently like that. But
so your sack looks like Sam Elliott.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he won't stop. Put a reason. No, I mean, I think you need. I don't want to go bare sack because then I'm going to feel like a, you know, like a 7 year old boy. Like I need body hair. No, I'm saying, Kimmy, like the, you know, the pubes.
Well, are you more scared to shave it?
I'm terrified to shave
it. Taking a razor.
I am because I got to stretch the thing out. You know, it's like an oatmeal cookie.
You got to catch it when your sack is tight.
Okay.
What?
So when you catch, if your sack is drooping, when my sack is tight, I go and I do the shave quick.
Well, then how do you get all the hair off if it's tight?
It does.
No, you can't control the tightness. You got it just happens.
Once it's nice and tight, I shave it. I don't have any problem. I have no stubble.
Seriously?
I'm telling you.
No, the only way that I'm
like a diamond cutter down there.
No, there's no chance. Have you nicked your sack?
No, and I've been
doing. You've never nicked your sack?
Never. I nicked my shaft once or twice, but like really light. You know, it wasn't like bloody, you know.
So do you go razor?
Yeah, I just use my razor.
Okay, so like when I'm trimming downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Right? But you use like a hand scissor?
Yeah, I'll use a scissor. Because I scissor my beard.
That seems more dangerous.
So there's one time where I clip myself down there with a set of scissors, like lightly.
Yeah.
But it was like like every fire alarm in the world went off at the same time.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Can you get that lasered? Like, you know how, like women, like, we can get pretty much any body hair lasered. Like, yeah. I don't think there's, like, an issue there. But is that an area on your body that you can have lasered, or is it too painful?
I've never looked into it. I wouldn't want to.
Well, I mean, chicks do their vaginas.
That's, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never heard of a guy doing that, though, to that area.
Yeah, but let me put it this way. Like, if you're digging a hole, it's hard to destroy that hole. If you're building a tower, a lot of things could take that tower
down.
That's true. You build your tower strong and tall. Heaven knows it's got to fall someday.
It would just be weird to go in and get that done.
Just like all split
out. You're laid out. You know, there's a scene in 007, I think it's James, Dr. No, when there's like that laser coming in between his legs and he's tied down like that. And I just see myself looking like Sean Connery. You're called out a set of balls, do you?
Wait, why is somebody else's balls
out? I don't know.
No, I would be I would be horrified that they would slip or something.
Yeah.
Right. I'll shave. I don't need it gone.
But it would be nice to have it just gone.
Yeah, but what if like that? What if?
Because guys used to put Nair down there. I know that.
Oof.
That can't be healthy.
No, because the hair just falls off like chemo, and then it comes back
Nair,
slower.
Of Nair all is, of the things,
you got to be careful with Nair.
What? What? Yeah, hair falls out with chemo. What is it? Like a state secret?
No, I'm just saying. Like, hey, we're having fun right now. Well, chemotherapy. Tommy Boulay, how's it going? Let's talk about famine too. Carrie Ann writes us as we're talking about the appropriate body hair as a man to get rid of. She says, my dad was the
okay,
man.
Okay, how does she know about her dad?
If you'd let me finish it, I could tell you.
I used to shave my paw with a straight razor.
My dad was the manliest of men. I would cut his hair, and he had me trim his eyebrows, his request.
And he was a man. He was a big old man.
She doesn't say anything about his balls. I don't know.
They don't make men like my daddy anymore. I'd trim his balls, but they were so sore.
The most important one.
It was banging up against mama all night.
Where do we stand on ass shaving?
Why would you shave your ass?
Well, who wants a hairy ass?
Who wants my ass, period?
It's not a spot that people see.
You mean like my crack or my hole?
No, I mean like your cheeks.
Like the whole ass?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
You have a hairy butt?
Would you even...
Well, so
but
that's
then,
the problem.
Then that's weird, though, because where do you stop? Let's say you have super hairy legs too.
Yeah.
So like
it would
you
look
would just,
weird.
So you would just have a
chemo
smooth,
butt.
You would just have like a super smooth
ass
butt, and then it would just get at one straight line. It would get hairy.
It would
again.
Look like a sun rising over a meadow.
So you would have to trim your balls then, because like if your balls were like apish, and then you had smooth, as you said, a young boy butt. That would look weird.
I didn't say young boy.
No, you said you didn't want your balls
to
look like
I said
like
I didn't want to look like I was seven with.
You
said
would have
young seven, boy butt.
You would have a 7-year-old boy's butt with manly old rough ass trucker balls.
I'm guessing if you're shaving your ass, you're also trimming your pubes.
So do you go all the way down to the hole?
No, I don't
do it.
I
mean, like down into the pit?
I don't do it. I'm asking.
Well, I think I'd be more concerned with where to stop at the legs than anything else.
But what woman would care? Like, well, no woman wants any part of your ass.
I don't know. I mean, there are women that like their husband's butts.
Yeah, but
they like them at a distance. It's not like they're diving into it. They're not going face deep into your crack.
My wife will squeeze my butt every once in
a while. No, but I'm saying, like, sexually tear up your butt. She's not touching it.
What?
But she doesn't want your butt.
There are women that are attracted to their husband's
butts.
No,
butt. Not like sexually.
How do you know that you're not getting a handful of butt when things
are
happening?
No, I'm saying they're not like, down there.
Yeah, no, well, okay, there are some women that do that, too.
I understand that, man, but those chicks will do any butt, man.
What? Put that on a t-shirt, sell in the rock shop. Those chicks will do any butt.
Man.
We're all sinners, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
But it turns out the residents of New York State.
Yeah.
Are sinning more than most.
Are we riding high on the sin?
Well, at least according to the study we have in front of us. But these bad things, they don't include like killing people or stealing.
Yeah.
These, Tommy.
More like vices?
They're more sins of the everyday variety.
All right.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, watch this classic rock, 96.5, WCMF in front of us.
Yeah.
A study, the most sinful states in America.
Mm.
And the criteria they use.
What do they say?
The sins they go with: anger and hatred, jealousy, vices, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. And they rank each state based on a point system where those things fall.
Mm.
We're talking biblical stuff, Tom.
Okay.
And based on the criteria in front of us,
yeah,
New York, not great.
Oh.
We are just outside the top 10 nationally in the most sinful
wow.
of states. Now, those criteria we gave you, anger and hatred, jealousy, vices, greed, lust, and vanity. Where do you think New York lands the worst?
Of all those
vices. Ones I just named.
Well, usually I think, like, was lust, you said?
Lust was in there.
All right, lust kind of popped into my head.
Okay.
I'll go with lust.
Lust was not great. was not great.
All right.
When it came to lust, how they measured lust, they measured internet searches for adult entertainment
yeah.
and arrests for prostitution. And in that way, we were not good. Is that a good way to measure lust?
Prostitution?
And searches for adult entertainment?
Well, I would say porn would be one.
I think that's what they're trying to say here.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good one.
Okay. I don't know. There's a lot more things involving lust I think you could use.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right.
The worst. Kimmy, do you want to take a shot of anger, jealousy?
I was going to say vices.
Okay.
Based on, like, climate and stuff, like, maybe we are indoors doing things that aren't so healthy.
Okay. No.
Okay.
The worst one we were.
What are we doing?
Anger and hatred. We are an okay. angry and hateful state here in New York.
Well, I wonder if New York City drives them numbers up.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, let me. Every phone call we've ever taken, ever. Hey, no. We're having fun here. Let me tell you why everything sucks. We're trying to be started about the water department.
All right.
I mean, look, if there's one thing that I will agree with.
Anger?
Folks here in New York State, we get angry pretty fast.
But I figure every state's got angry people.
Ah!
A little more skeptical than others, which may lead to some anger.
All right.
I always thought hatred. The skepticism came from anger. The anger okay. didn't come from
yeah.
skepticism.
Maybe chicken or the egg. I don't know.
Well, New York has an arrogance about itself compared to the rest of the country because we think we're better. I mean, we literally called ourselves the Empire State.
Well, we are the Empire
and then
State.
Built a building to reinforce that to shove it up to God.
Yeah.
I mean, so we are a little, I always thought that we were very arrogant.
So when it comes to the worst parts of this study, we were yeah. bad in anger and hatred. We were bad in lust and laziness, or bad in lust, and we were also bad in laziness. And laziness might be the funniest measuring stick of all.
Okay.
They looked at rates of adults who don't exercise, how many hours we work on average, how much we volunteer, how much time we spend watching TV, and the high school graduation rate. And based on all of those, New York is lazy.
Oh, wow.
Are people in the state of New York lazy?
I would think we're lazy.
Says man who works 4 hours a day sitting in a leather chair talking for a living.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Guy who goes home and does nothing but watch TV, has not volunteered a minute of his life, exercises for 30 minutes a week when he does his push-ups, and didn't actually graduate high school. You literally hit every tick of laziness in this study.
But outside of me.
It could be, do we not have, like, when it comes to laziness, I'm just saying, like, purely like physical movement. Do we not have as many like walkable cities or towns here?
Compared to other states?
Yeah.
I mean, New York is the most walkable city of the world.
But just climate wise too.
Okay.
But there's like southern cities that have like horrible, like, you know, they're fat, they don't move. Like Houston is one of the fattest, unhealthiest cities, and they don't walk because there's no place to walk in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, Kimmy. So you're saying that there are other places lazier.
Well, you would think like Houston, they got great weather, right?
Sure.
And you should be able to get out more, but they don't.
Okay, well, it's also 1,000 degrees half the year.
But, I mean, you're not going to slip in the ice and you're not going to die, you know, from the wind chill.
Okay. All right, so with us finding out that we are just outside the top 10 of the most sinful states in America. Now, I'm not going to sit here and argue that we are great, that we're not great. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
However, the ranking we have at 11 may not be fair. Because the one good thing about living in the state of New York.
What's that?
You pretty much always know where you stand with the people who live around you. Folks who live in New York State, we are unapologetically ourselves.
Okay.
Like, if you like porn, you're probably not ashamed.
Yeah.
If you don't exercise, you'll explain why you don't exercise. We have no problem stating out loud who we hate and why we hate them.
Vocal right. about things.
Right.
Not putting up a front.
Exactly. And that may make us feel like we are worse than other places. Because I'm willing to guess there are plenty of other states just as bad as us that care more about their reputations. And that makes them look like less sinful places.
Yes.
Leo, you said something coming into the break.
Yeah, southern states.
You said closer to?
Closer to the Lord, bigger to sin. Because I can remember years ago, Time Warner, when they used to have, you know, a lot of pay-per-view before like free porn. There was a study done of where people watched it the most.
Okay.
and it was this. It was the Bible Belt. Hmm. Like, blew away everybody's doors in watching pay for porn on cable.
And that movie was one of the highest watch ones.
Oh yeah,
blew away.
Yeah,
behind closed doors.
One and two.
No, I mean, like,
that makes sense.
Because you're like, you don't, you know, you claim you're all this,
yeah,
you know.
You have to do it in secret.
Jesus boy, but you doing dirty in the bedroom.
I mean, anybody that's ever spent time in the Bible Belt, you know it's a different place when the sun goes down. And like a place like Florida, it's full of folks who used to live in New York, but somehow they left all their sins behind when they moved to Florida.
Yeah, Florida should rank way at the top of everything.
So it turns out there are actually things we did really well at.
Okay,
you
like
know,
what?
Again, as we go down the list, we were bad with anger and hatred. We were bad with lust, and we were bad with laziness. However, when it comes to New Yorkers, we did really well when it came to vices. We were six spots away from best when it came to
booze and drugs.
Okay, so they measured vices with obesity, drinking, smoking, marijuana users, and debt-to-income ratio.
Man, I thought we would have been bad with the booze.
No. We have decent self-control.
Because it's easy to buy booze here compared to some states where you got to go to those
state-controlled
joints.
Yeah, no, we did really well.
All right.
I mean, maybe that's why we hate everyone else so much. Mm. We're not fully indulging in our vices.
All right.
We're also not very greedy in New York, according to this study.
Oh.
We give to charity.
Mm.
We don't have a ton of casinos or gambling-related arrests, and we have a low number of people arrested for embezzlement compared to other places.
Man, you think with New York City, like the embezzlement crap? All right.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I just studied in front of me. So when it comes to New York, we like to touch ourselves and see prostitutes. We like to tell everyone why we don't like them. But we're not a bunch of smoking drunks who are going to try and steal from you.
Okay.
And I guess on the whole, doesn't sound like the worst place to live, right?
No.
Right?
We're kind of pleasant.
Can either of you guys guess the least sinful state in America?
It's Utah.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
No, if it ain't, it's close.
Alaska.
No.
Alaska's bad.
Well,
Alaska's bad at everything, man. That's a rough-ass state.
Yeah, no, you ain't kidding. The least sinful state in America.
So I said Utah.
Wyoming.
Nope. Idaho.
All right. Well, in that general area, the upper Midwest, or West. But again, it's so spread out.
I would think like
hard to get to anything.
The least, yeah, like if you're...
I ain't going all the way to Boise to get laid.
The more spread out, the less interaction you're having.
Yeah.
You're having less interaction, less people. It would lead to less anger towards people.
Oh, I did. Really? Yeah. Why don't you go to some of these farms in Idaho and ask about the federal government?
Why? Whatever happened there?
No, I just meant like your day-to-day interactions.
Okay, but I'll counterpoint that. Like isolation, I would think, would lead to more drinking, more marijuana,
but you
more
also have a smaller population, too.
I think it's per capita.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So who's the nastiest state?
Nevada.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. It was Nevada. No, but when you look at the bottom five, Idaho, New Hampshire, Vermont, Utah, and Wyoming in that order.
All places you don't want to go.
The most boring of places.
Yeah, nobody brags about going to those places.
So what's funny is Utah used to be, for years and years
and
years.
Yeah, what happened?
Professional sports.
Ah, okay. Thank you, NBA.
I mean, in all seriousness, well, the NHL showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're looking to get a base. Like, they're changing things so to bring in more business. And I think it does seem like since
they
those
loosened
things
up
started,
a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And then they sink.
It's pretty
which easy. Is right next to Nevada. Oh, that's true, too. Maybe some of the Nevada is going to rub it off on.
Or the people from Utah are so the sin is so low because they're going to Nevada to go do all their sinning. Who the hell knows, Thomas? But I guess the bottom line is this.
What's that?
Right? According to all the theology classes I took, you know, just because you're sinning doesn't mean that everything's going to end terribly. Right?
Oh, okay.
There's ways to repent. Repent, I say!
So you can turn to the Lord.
Or just keep doing what you're doing and try not
to... Yeah, too lazy to change.
Just don't hurt anybody else. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.